Next year, maybe a different story, because we are expecting this El Nino to subside as we head into the late spring and early summer. Then we'll see a transition to La Nina by mid to late summer headed into next fall. Now, that could have a pretty significant bearing on what we see with the springtime severe weather season next year. Something potentially of greater concern in the meantime, though, is what this does for the tropics late summer through the fall during our traditional Atlantic hurricane season. For many, many decades now, these La Nina events are typically tied to a more active than normal hurricane season across the Atlantic. So that is definitely something that we're going to keep our eye on. And then as we go even further beyond that, during the winter into next spring, if we do see this strong La Nina materialize, then typically we would expect to see warmer and drier than average conditions with that jet stream pushed just a little bit to the north.